Hey there again, I just couldn't stay away. Because now I'm going to talk about morality. Anyway, excuse me. And yes, I'm going to talk about morality and people having morals. Anybody who has morals, my hat's off to them. And I want to say that you should be proud of yourself for having morals. And keep with your morals. Dare to be different. Be the better person and have good character. Build up that integrity and, you know, definitely, I say my hat's off to you for having morals. And if you have better morals than me, which is completely possible, my hat's off to you even further, you know? Great. I guess I can get to grow and learn and stretch. But it's a really sad thing when the morals have gone down so far into the bucket that you just don't think that certain things are wrong. And then when you find out, oh my, they're wrong, and wow, I shouldn't have been doing that. You know, it's a big lesson, you know. I mean, from my perspective, it does seem like morals have gone down. You know, there's a completely different standard, even from when I was a little girl. When I was a little girl, I walked 5 miles to school. No, I'm just kidding. I figured some of you would appreciate that humor. Actually, I did walk a half a mile to the bus stop. And part of that along a frontage road by a drainage, I believe it was a drainage ditch or something. It had a big slope to it, and there was a big cyclone fence there. I don't know. And all of us kids walked home that way. And then, anyway, I just think that morals really need to be given attention, you know. They're in the Bible for a reason. And, you know, we definitely are not the most moral things on the face of this earth. You know, like, again, I say those who have morals and those who have good integrity and all of that and good character, that's good. You should be commended. And unfortunately, more of the world needs to have that. We need to have good role models. Instead of teaching people to lie on television and teaching that men are weak and stupid, which they aren't, on television, or teaching people that it's okay to steal or a little white lie or a little this won't hurt anything. That's how it all starts, just a little something. And I mean, I think morals is how we dress. You know, people can think, oh, it's okay to wear your, you know, shirts in a low-cut manner. It certainly is not okay. You're going to show about an inch or whatever or so of cleavage. And it's just not okay. I mean, you know, what? You're not going to leave much to the imagination, are you? And then we wonder about why are our women viewed as sex objects? So if you dress sexy, you're going to be probably viewed as a sex object, which is not cool and not very moral and very sad. Is very sad and very true. So I just really feel like, you know, our society at large is kind of going downhill, and, you know, we need more people with character and integrity and stuff like that, and more good, positive role models in our sports teams and in our movies, and we need morality and moral messages back in our movies again. And, you know, that's just kind of what I think. And I'm sure there are other people that share my view. But, you know, and honesty is a part of, I believe, part of having good morals, good standards, and good character. And like I said in my last boom, you know, if you're willing to just sleep with any person that comes your way instead of getting to know them and holding off, then no wonder the whole idea of the hunt and charm and romance is pretty much in the trash bin, you know. And yes, this is my opinion, and of course, not everybody will agree, but those that do agree that, you know, morality is important. It's one of the building blocks of character and integrity. And that's just what I feel, you know. And, I think God puts all of that in the Bible for a reason. It's nothing to laugh at or scoff at, and he means it, and, you know, better. I think it's time to give it some attention and have this society turn around more and be on our knees and faces before God and, you know, really serving him and getting to know him more than continuing on our slippery slope of demoralization, you know. That's kind of what I think, anyway. But that's just me, you know.
2 minutes and pause recording button.
But, yeah, and I thought it was really, you know, bad when they're going to be having, you know, different things like Shut Up and a kids show. You know, our kids really do learn what is, put out there on TV and stuff like that, and I don't even watch a lot of the stuff on TV. It's, I don't know, I have cable, and it's kind of like, why are we throwing almost $90 down the toilet? I just would like to listen to the news. So, $90 news, yucko. It's just crazy, I don't know. I don't know, but you can hear on the news how people have gotten crazier and kind of less moral and less honest and just all going downhill, and so many shootings and such violence and total mayhem. And I hope that I can be a voice of reason in the midst of all of this stuff happening, you know, to try to say this is a direction more to go in, and God will be happy with that direction. And it doesn't matter if you get made fun of, because, well, as we said, the hard thing sometimes is the right thing.
21 seconds.
Okay, guys. Probably enough for me tonight. Take care.